Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Broken Lizard. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from, who was that masked man? It's Sunday, July 19th, 2020, and joining me for another Homes Alone edition are three super-duper dudes. It's Kevin Havernan, Steve Lemmy, and Jay Chandrasekhar.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 guys.
Hello.
Now, that's enthusiasm.
Hello, remotely.
Yeah. How's everybody doing remotely?
Good.
Fantastic.
Jay just went swimming in the Pacific Ocean. He's out in the world.
I did. I was just sitting on the beach in on the Malibu County line and went in the water. As I was telling you before this, that the water was so cold, I thought my heart was going to stop. But then I went in a little deeper, and then I ran up here onto the side of the road to join in on this wonderful Sunday podcast.
You're living on the beach these days, right, Jay? Isn't that where you live now?
I am. I have one of those tents you see a lot around the city of L.A. I just pitched a little tent and just living out there on the beach, you know.
I mean, nobody's working, so why not, right?
Why not? L-I-V-I-N. Yeah,
you should come up to my Winnebago. I'm parked on the side of the road. I just live out of my Winnebago by the beach. In fact, I can see you right now. I see you.
Oh, yeah. Just so you know, I'm the guy who sneaks into your Winnebago and shits in your toilet.
That's you, huh? All right.
That's,
well, that's
me.
Cool. I'm glad I know that. Oh, you know what? I thought it smelled familiar. Thank you.
I have a confession to make. I'm the one who shits in the sink.
You know, Doug, see, that's funny, because I thought it was Heffernan, and it turns out it's been you this whole time.
Yeah, it's a twist nobody saw coming.
I've been worried that I was going to get blamed for that whole sink thing, but I'm glad Doug owned up to it. Because we go at the same time.
Now, if somebody could tell me who's been jacking off on my pillow, that would really solve everything.
Isn't that your wife?
I think it's Heffernan. That's Heffernan.
Oh, okay.
Just to close it all out here. Yeah.
This is like outtakes from Lethal Weapon.
It's funny, Doug. I watched Lethal Weapon last night with my kids.
No.
How wonderful it was to just live in a Winnebago on the beach like Mel Gibson does, you know? Drinking Coors out of my refrigerator, you know?
Yeah.
Smoking.
Yeah, he's got
smoking
a dog, he's got everything.
Got the dog, he's got the gun in his mouth, you know, it's got it all.
He watches the Three Stooges and loves it. Right. It's great.
Yeah. He can dislocate his shoulder.
Yeah. Amazing.
But that's, you know, you're the life of the party when you can do that.
You know what's crazy is how when Lethal Weapon 2 came out and he could dislocate his shoulder, like, what a sweet scene that was. Like, that was his cool trick. And then he used it at the end of the movie to save himself. That is dope.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's probably got a lot of skills we never see because it never comes in handy to save himself.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
He probably could open up a bottle with his eye or whatever.
That was in Lethal Weapon 5. That'd be awesome.
Still lethal.
Yeah. If he had the glass eye that he... No. I'm done with the riff. Doug, take it to a new place.
Oh, I just want to introduce you each individually and talk about what everybody's here to promote. You know him as Farva in Super Troopers and Chief Terry McConkie on Tacoma F.
That's right. F to the D.
Yeah, that's Kevin Heffernan and everybody. Season 2 starts tonight.
Yeah, we're doing the second. What is it? What is it called? The mid-season premiere. Yes.
Yeah. So we shot all 13 episodes, but then because of the coronavirus, everything shut down while we were editing. So we were only able to edit the first 6, which aired back in April and May. And so now, July 23rd, today, we premiere the final 7 episodes. So we're pretty fired up about that. And pun intended, shit. Pun intended.
Wait, it's really on July 23rd?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. When are we airing?
What's today?
Oh.
Today's Sunday the 19th, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a marathon going on. There's a marathon going on today where they're showing the first episodes.
Oh, now I get it. Now I get it.
So you go over to True TV and they have it all.
Doug, I think your fans have come to expect, you're probably stoned right now and you just fucked up the details, but it's okay. It's the marathon is today and the midseason premiere is Thursday, July 23rd on True TV.
Oh, I'm going to say it so correctly when I introduce our next guest. You know him as Mac. You know him as Mac from Super Troopers, and he's Captain Eddie Panisi on Tacoma FD, premiering on July 23rd on True TV. It's Steve Lemmy!
Hey! Well done. Well done.
Lemmy, is there anything you want to clarify there?
No, I think he nailed it, and I'm really fired up. Pun intended.
And also joining us, frequent guests on this show, Thorny from Super Troopers, absent from Tacoma FD. maybe Thorny works in a different, some other department of the law in the Tacoma area.
Yeah.
he could slip in season either part 1 or part 2 of season 3, depending on how that shakes out.
Yeah, well, listen, we could certainly have a local police officer named, Thorny, and just that way we don't get sued by Fox, and we can, we'll steal the character. But Jay's too handsome. He's too handsome. He's going to upstage us, so we haven't had him on yet, because, we value our screen machismo on that TV show.
Yeah, I kind of I'm only willing to be on the show if I'm shirtless, and they're like, "No, it's too hot." Pun intended.
Too much.
It's too hot.
Yeah, baby. Wow.
I mean, that's the thing about being in the fire department in Tacoma is you're chilly one minute, but then the next minute you're putting out a fire, so it's really hot. You got to dress for everything.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why we put it there, because it's also rainy a lot, so there's not a lot of fires to fight anyway. So why not?
You stand around and go, well, the forecast said it's going to rain in a little bit. So let's just ride this one out.
Just crack jokes.
Yeah.
Isn't Tacoma the wettest major city in the country?
We say that. I think it is. But that was definitely the premise of how we sold the show. The wettest city in America, so the most time for firefighters to mess around.
Oh, nice.
The firefighters were not that happy about that. The real Tacoma firefighters did not like our depiction.
No, they didn't.
No.
Yeah, they're just out in the bars. They're on the bars every night going, we fight on plenty of fires, damn it.
Actually, Doug, you joke about that, but Kevin and I did a live show in Seattle. And before the show, or sorry, after the show, the manager of the club came to our green room and said, there's a bunch of Tacoma firefighters out here. They want to speak to you. And sure enough, it was a captain, Captain Eddie. And he came backstage with a bunch of guys, and they said, you know, we read the description of this show, and frankly, we're a little bit pissed off because we actually fight a ton of fires, and we hope you guys aren't going to make it seem like we don't do anything. And, you know, our knees were knocking together. We were like, we respect you guys. We're going to, you know, we know you're hardworking. We would never do anything to paint you guys in a dubious light. And then he handed us a card. He said, by the way, I also happen to be in the Film and Television Commission, and I can be a technical consultant if you guys want. And he slipped his card and went off and left us alone. But, you know, the fear was real.
Yeah, I mean, you get a fireman mad at you, you look out.
That's exactly right.
Like, did he have one hand on his axe? Was he like ready to pull his axe the whole time he was talking to you?
He did. He did. He said, "Let me ask you a question."
I got a Super Troopers question for you guys. Have you been watching TV and enjoying that Brian Cox is the voice of McDonald's now?
No.
No way.
Enjoying Succession, but no. He's the voice.
Yeah.
Is he loving it?
Yeah, he's just sort of like, it's just kind of a real casual kind of pitch. But then at the end, he does his own version of the ba-da-ba-ba-ba song. And I think it's really probably ASMR for a lot of people, the sound of him doing that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what ASMR is.
You know, just calming noises. Soothing. Or videos. Oh.
Well, soothing.
Like, yeah, people like videos of like common activities and stuff. It calms them.
And Brian, like does he do it in his accent, or does he do it in the American accent?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I just sat there going, that's Brian Cox. And I didn't really, I don't know. He doesn't say a lot, you know, it's very,
yeah,
very soft-spoken campaign, but I just love it when he sings the song at the end or does a version of it.
I gotta hear that.
I can't even imagine how that happened.
That was because of superheroes, obviously. He's cashing in on
superheroes. I know, man. So I mean, you think that somebody loves Succession so much, they're like, let's get Brian Cox to be the voice of McDonald's?
Sure.
There's just voices that, you know how like now, you know, every other car commercial is suddenly John Cusack?
Yeah, John Hamm.
And it's like your average, and John Hamm does a lot of them, but your average person isn't picking out that it's John Cusack. They're just enjoying hearing a voice that they're familiar with.
Right,
right.
It's comforting. I mean, that's the idea behind it, but I think these guys are getting paid a lot to, you know, I think it's kind of a scam, but good for them.
No doubt.
That's the only work you get right now, right? So you got to take it. Voiceover work.
Yeah. I think an ad is an ad. I don't think people are going to buy something because of they subliminally were told by Brian Cox to do it.
Super Troopers.
Yeah, but look how much we're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's good point. Good.
You know.
And when Clooney did those coffee commercials, I bought all that coffee. What was it, like Javalia or something like that?
Oh, that's why they ran out?
Doug, you should have Brian Cox on this show to promote his voiceover on McDonald's.
I would, you know, I'd be happy to have him on to promote anything.
Don't let him talk about Succession or Super Troopers. Make it entirely about his voiceover on McDonald's.
Now, let me ask you this, Brian. Did it take us less time to listen to it than it did you to record it?
Doug, I was hoping we would talk about Succession.
Do all of you do a Brian Cox impression?
Yeah. Kevin's the go-to, but yeah, we all do it.
Oh, my God.
I did Shakespeare in Moscow.
My favorite was when, in Super Troopers 2, when we were making that movie and we found out that Brian Cox was a stoner. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I don't think he cares. I think he cares. And he, you know, we were waiting for a take to start. And he said, boy, was I stoned last night. And I said, wait a second, you smoke pot? He's like, oh, yes. What do you think I'm doing in my hotel every night? And I said, do you have weed on you right now? He said, yes, I do. And I said, what strain? He goes, Dank Sinatra. And and then I thought it was great. And then remember, he came up with a great idea. He's like, the real problem is the edibles, because I'm diabetic and all the edibles have sugar in them and I need to find an edible. I think somebody should create an edible for diabetics.
That's right.
And I think that's a terrific idea.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That is so great. I think there are sugar-free edibles out there, but they probably also don't taste very good.
Yeah, like what is that? Like fake chocolate?
Oh, you're talking about chocolate?
dude, Jay, run! Yeah. Don't walk to the patent office and get that shit taken care of right now. I'm going online right now to see that idea right there.
You're going to own one half of the Focklet Corporation?
Steve Lemmy, Focklet.
How do you spell that?
That'd be F-A-U-X-O-L-A-T-E. Focklet.
Foxlet.
Carob. Ooh. I was thinking of carob. You remember carob?
Yeah,
like,
sure. You know,
like a carob cake was like a shitty ass brownie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and carob is also like a game where you like shuffle around little discs.
That's right. That's actually a game that's played in India quite a bit. Carom, but it's played with marbles.
Oh, marbles? I thought they were like little like rings.
No,
that
we played
with some dumb American version of it or something.
As a boy, when I would visit Bombay, we'd play carom in the streets.
As a boy, when I
visited Bombay. Yeah, how long ago were you dressed up as a boy?
When I go to India, I dress as a boy.
All right. Well, are you guys tired of talking about Tacoma FD and ready to play?
I just want to see. I just want to read Jay's autobiography, The Boy from Bombay. That was good.
I've prepared
some
games.
Sorry, Doug.
What? I've prepared some games for you guys to play today. And if you need me, I'll be over here. This first game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline from a movie, and then I'll, you know, ask you each individually to guess what movie you think it is. And, you know, it's of all the movies ever, so it's, you know, not easy, but also there'll be a theme, so you might be able to figure out, you know, what the one of them is based on the previous ones.
And these are real taglines, Doug, or are the ones you made up?
These are real ones from either the poster or advertisement or something, according to IMDb.
Can I do an ESP call on the first one? I think you're going to do I Like It a Lot, and then I'm going to say Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. Am I correct?
No, but I love a guess like that, because if that had been right, everyone would go insane. Like, it would be so fucking cool.
I had a 1 in 4 million chance of getting it right.
That's a quote. That's not a tagline, Lemmy.
That's right. It's a quote.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, why would they say that on the post?
That would be on the post.
I like it a lot. What kind of movie is that? I mean, that's not a tagline.
What kind of terrible critic wrote that?
I like it a lot.
I don't have to stand for this, you guys. I put myself out there, right?
I like it a lot. 3 stars. so you get a point for each one you get right. We don't do that many rounds. It's just a silly game, but we're going to start. We're going to go alphabetically, so Jay gets to go first.
Yay.
Tell me, Jay, what movie, and if he doesn't get it, then we're going to go to Kevin and then to Steve. Jay, what movie?
Can I interrupt one more time, Doug? I was just thinking about this because I was wondering, is Jay going alphabetically, or is Doug going alphabetically by first name or by last name? And I realized it actually doesn't matter because alphabetically, J comes before K, which comes before S. And
yeah, it's
last
the same
name, it's,
either way.
It's C-H-L. That's right. Yeah. All right, carry on, Doug.
Sweet interruption.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
Carry on.
Interruption, something that's absolutely unnecessary. When you interrupt with something where I actually have to do something, then that's annoying. But when you jump in and we can just move on immediately, I love it.
Don't I know, Chairman? Don't I know? Carry on.
Okay. Here's the tagline, Jay.
Yeah.
Nice planet. We'll take it.
Great. Okay. Men in Black 3.
Oh, that is a terrific guess, but not the correct answer. Kevin, what do you think?
I think I know this one, actually. Mars Attacks.
With an exclamation point?
Mars Attacks!
Yes, that is correct.
What?
Mars Attacks.
Kevin and I saw Mars Attacks on 23rd Street, high as fruit bats, when we were living in New York City.
I love that movie.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, those aliens had a really, really particular noise that they made. And Kevin has 1 point.
Yeah, baby.
Steve?
Yeah.
You ready for this next one?
Yeah.
What movie had the tagline, "Yikes, they've landed"?
Transformers 4.
I love it when there's a guest that's that specific because it'd be so fun if it was any of the other Transformers movies.
Transformers 3, god damn.
Like you just missed it. So close. But no, it's not a Transformers movie. Jay, what do you think?
The Birds. Oh.
Yikes. Yikes, my eyes.
You know, he said it with confidence. I think you should get half a point for how confident he was.
Yeah, that really is a lot of it. Like, I think sometimes Alex Trebek just lets it go because somebody sounds like they knew the right answer.
Yeah, like Jay just tossed that one off. The Birds.
Boom.
He likes to make them look smart, so he just says that's correct all the time. Nobody knows. No, that isn't it, though. Kevin, do you think you know this one?
The Arrival.
I think that movie is a little more serious than...
But I think they were trying to get to a different audience. They're trying to get to a different audience with it.
Yeah, okay. they're trying to get that "we want our money back" audience.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a twist that I pulled here on you guys. That was also a tagline for Mars Attacks.
Oh. I'm sensing the pattern already. I'm sensing the pattern already.
You might see a theme happening, but we'll see what happens. We're back to Steve again, gets to go first on this next one.
I'm guessing Mars Attacks.
Steve, what movie has this? Hang on a second. You don't want to jump to conclusions. What movie has a tagline? Mankind just became an endangered species.
Oh, we know this one.
I'm going to say Mars Attacks.
No, that's not it.
Fuck it, God.
I know
Transformers 4?
It's Predator.
Oh, no, that was a good guess, though.
Oh, Kevin? Oh, my God. Some guy just drove by on his back wheel at about 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, I thought you were like working as an extra in Torque 2.
That would be Torque.
Wait a minute, that's the best role you think I could get after all the movies I've made? An extra in Torque 2?
No, I just thought it's the only thing that would be where a guy would go by on a motorcycle.
They'd give me a speaking line, at least one or two lines, my God.
No. Motorcycle movie. Or yeah, or maybe, you know, it's just a wink to the camera, but you look like Thorny. It's not Thorny, but you look like it.
Hey, is Chandrasekhar an extra now? Yeah, he's in Torque 2. You ever see that? It's on his resume.
It'd be sweet, though, if you had a radar gun and it said 70 and you spilled your coffee on yourself and the guy was gone.
That would be a good extra role for me.
And I'll repeat my joke, which is that it should be called Twork, T-W-O-R-Q-U-E.
I will repeat my, this is the second time I haven't gotten you understood your joke.
I'll be quiet again after hearing it again. No laughter.
Yeah, we heard it the first time. All right, go.
Hey, did Kevin guess yet?
I have not guessed.
Nope.
But okay. I think I know because I was having a conversation yesterday, actually, about the films of Paul Verhoeven. And we often get mistaken for this movie. I think it's Starship Troopers.
Ooh. That is correct.
Wow.
Wow, you really...
And Lemmy's got a good Starship Trooper story, though. Right, Lemmy?
You ran away with this thing, Kevin. That was...
I'm a tagline guy.
That was very, very well done. If we needed another one, I was going to go to The Only Good Bug is a Dead Bug.
Oh.
Same okay. Movie.
Troopers, yeah.
Which is also Starship Troopers.
Okay.
We often get called that movie. We get mistaken for Starship Troopers.
I got into a lengthy conversation about, because someone obviously said, that's the guy who made Super Troopers. And a guy walked up to me in a bar. He's like, dude, I love your movie. It's incredible. And then he goes, how about that shower scene? And I'm like, yeah, right. And you ended up like kind of going with it. And he goes, how'd you make those bugs? And I'm like, okay, I didn't make that movie.
How'd you make that's those funny. Bugs?
That's funny. That's exactly my story. I was on an airplane sitting next to a guy. And he said, what do you do? I said, Super Troopers. And he said, I love that movie. And, you know, we chatted about it. And he said, you were awesome in it. I said, oh, thank you very much. And then he said, what? And, you know, we talked the whole plane ride about it. And at the end, he was like, what was the budget on that movie anyway? I was like, $1.25 million. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, yeah. And he's like, how'd you do all the bugs? And I said, I said, you're thinking of Starship Troopers. And he said, oh, which one are you in? And I said, Super Troopers. He said, never heard of it. And that was the end of our friendship.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
he heard of it at the beginning of the flight when you said it the first time.
That's right.
Heard it. That is amazing. I wish that must have been really interesting how you just, the bugs just didn't come up until the end.
That's true.
I know. And
like,
then I
everything else sounds pretty legit, you know, like, yeah, it was kind of like a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you shoot that? Oh, up in Nyack, New York. Get out of here. That's awesome.
Well, good job, Kevin. You won that game. And
yeah, baby.
That means you have a huge advantage in our second and final game today, which we will play right after a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. We're back. Jay is always blown away by how fast that break
goes by.
I was just getting into the Brian Cox McDonald's audio there, and then boom, we're right back. I was like,
he's gonna go take another dip in the ocean.
That was super relaxing.
Yeah.
I wish just talking about Brian Cox and McDonald's so much got me some sort of endorsement deal with McDonald's. But
I think you might have gotten that had Lemmy not outed their spokesman as being a stoner.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. We like season two of Tacoma FD is all Taco Bell and Pizza Hut commercials. Like, they know who the target audience is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they know. They know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought, you know, my favorite Brian Cox voiceover was, you know, the movie Her, you know, with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson. And then the robot, or like the dude who steals her away, is Brian Cox. Is Brian Cox who...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, who caused her to be unfaithful.
Oh, because doesn't she end up, like, having relationships with thousands of different people, and that's what freaks him out? Is that she starts making love with the entire internet?
Yeah, I think so. But the first one was Cox, and I remember seeing that movie. I was like, that voice sounds familiar. Who is that voice? And it turns out it was Coxie. Now, listen, I know Coxie. I love Coxie. I mean, I can't imagine him stealing my wife away from me, but maybe it's possible.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That movie, they just needed one Cox to get things going, and then, and then everybody was going after ScarJo.
ScarJo.
But she won't be able to play that role anymore. Like, if they did her today, they'd hire an actual AI, not an actress.
They'd hire Siri to do it?
Yeah. Otherwise,
you love me. I laughed at that joke.
Thanks, dog. The Alexa was the other one I was going for. You know, it's the decision I went with Siri. What do you think would have been funnier, Alexa or Siri?
I think Alexa would have been funnier. But
you
Siri,
do.
God
damn it.
You
yeah,
do
well,
more Alexa's, syllables?
Alexa's a little more of a female name to me. I mean, Siri's a made-up name. I don't know. But it was still funny. I loved it.
But Siri's also a stiff, which is why my brain went in that direction. You know, like, Siri's a shitty actress, I'm sure.
That's not nice.
Was that her starring as Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse?
Yeah.
They're
I don't get it.
Okay, so before the break, we played a game, and Kevin was the winner. So that means Kevin gets a tremendous control in our next game. Oh. It's called Last Person Standing. And, Kevin, you get to name the subject of this game today, an actor or actress. Well, you think you know more, you know, a lot of their credits, because we're going to take turns naming movies that person's been in, and when somebody can't think of one, they're out, and I like to play as well.
Okay.
Because I don't know in advance who you're going to pick.
Okay. I've been thinking about an actor.
You know Jay and Steve pretty well.
Yeah. I got a good one.
And so can I make an ESP call here?
Oh, okay. I like a prediction.
I think Kevin's going to go with Kevin Kline.
No.
He loves Kevin Kline.
Is that just because of the, like, when you were a kid, you were like, oh, that's another Kevin, and so you just always...
No, it's Steve's favorite actor. Steve's favorite actor is Kevin Kline.
Goddamn right. I saw him in Central Park, you know, at the Delacorte Theater, the Shakespeare in the Park Theater, doing Pirates of Penzance when I was a kid with Linda Ronstadt and Rex Smith, and he stole the show. He was a villain, and he wasn't famous yet. And then I had the pleasure of meeting him many years later in New Mexico, and we were filming Beer Fest, and he was filming a movie called Trust, and we were staying in the same hotel, and I saw him. And these guys were like, you got to go talk to him. You got to go talk to him. So I went up and talked to him. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm a really big fan. And I'm also acting in a movie called Beer Fest. And he's looking at me. I don't know, Doug, if you remember the way I look in that movie, but I had, a big permed hairdo and male pattern baldness shaved into the top of it. And, on the weekends, my 5 o'clock shadow would come in. So I looked particularly weird to him. But he was a really nice guy. And we spoke about the Pirates of Penzance. And I love Kevin Kline.
Do you think this story had an ending when you started it?
You know, Doug, right at this moment, I'm recalling that every time I come on your show, it devolves the same way. About 45 minutes into it, you and I realize that we don't like each other and we start making fun of each other.
No,
Carry on.
I loved it. I just really, that's one of those stories where I thought he was going to be a dick to you, or like I thought it was, you know, and I loved hearing all of those details. It's just funny to me that it just ended with, and he's been in other movies.
Okay, here's one. I walked away and then I went back to him and I said, oh yeah, by the way, I jacked off about your wife a million times back in high school. And then I kept going. How's that?
Oh no.
Totally weird.
Whoa.
Wait a second. Wait. Did I say that?
Hold on a minute there.
Wait a second. What I meant was, he came up to me and he said, have you ever jacked off about my wife? How's that?
Hey, Phoebe Cates.
Whoa, wait a second. Did I say that too?
Somewhere okay. In Hollywood, your name was just crossed off the Kevin Kline biopic remake, Steve. I think Kevin was gonna hire you to play him, and now he's like, nope.
No, sir. He was just listening to Doug Loves Movies, and he's like,
that's right.
I thought, like, at the end of the story, he was going to, like, eat one of your goldfish while you stand there stuttering.
Don't I wish. Don't I wish. Then,
he won
then
an
I
Oscar for that. He, Kevin Kline won an Oscar for eating Michael Palin's goldfish.
Yeah.
Or exotic fish. It wasn't even a goldfish. It was an extra fancy fish.
That's one of my...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Favorite movies. I think it's darn near perfect.
Did you watch Predestination like you promised me you would, Jay?
No, but I put it, you know, I have a list of movies that I plan to watch. And I was rolling through the list with my wife, and I'm like, and something called Predestination. I don't know why the hell that's on this list. And then we laughed and then kept on going through the list. but now that I remember it, you told me to put it on that list. So
yeah,
I will
don't
now.
Tell, I don't will tell now it was my it. Idea when you try right. to watch it, because she'll be no. like, I don't want to watch some dumb stoner movie.
That's right. No, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I'm going to watch it too. I really am. I really am.
Oh, wait, you haven't even watched it?
No, because everybody recommends it. Everybody recommends it to me all the time, and I feel like I'm not going to like it because it's like a low-budget time travel movie.
I see. So you want me to waste my time on it and then let you know next time I'm on whether to watch it.
No,
I'll do that.
I want somebody I trust to watch it and say, you really should give this a chance.
Okay.
It's kind of like when a king has somebody taste their food to make sure it's not poison.
It kind of is. And he's complimenting me, and I'm falling for it. And now I think I'm going to watch it, but I feel manipulated.
You told me you were watching a movie every night, so I thought
that's right.
This guy can handle one movie that I'd like him to watch.
You're right.
Watching one every night for the rest of our lives.
I'm watching so many movies that now I'm watching movies for other people. They're like, hey, do you mind watching this movie for me so I don't have to?
I don't want to leave this movie alone. Can you watch this movie for me?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, the pandemic was really tough for Chandra Sekhar. He was reduced to watching movies for other people.
Yeah. He's an extra in movies, and now he watches movies. He's off the rails.
Not a
selfless.
Yeah.
He's a selfless giver. Okay, so
it was Kevin's turn to choose an actor. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah. No, but jeez. I love that. That was the whole thing was great. And
was that a worthwhile interruption, Doug? Does that interruption satisfy?
I thought you were gonna. I really thought the story was gonna end with you saying something about Wild Wild West to him.
I'm so fucking out of here. I hope you enjoy me on this. This is the last time I'm doing this fucking show. Every time I come on Doug Loves Movies, I get fucking ridiculed 45 minutes in, and I've had it.
Well, you know, if you need to set make sure a timepiece is accurate, you can come back and
I'm calling my agent.
You'll
I'm going to start doing a Steve
look. Mark hits.
He's only agreed to do it for 44 minutes.
Where did Steve go? It must be 45 minutes. Steve isn't here anymore. All right. So, Kevin, what do you think? What name are we going to use?
I've been thinking about this actor, and so it's good. I want to do this guy. Although he's been in a lot of movies, so it might be too easy. One of my favorites. And he's got a crossover to Kevin Kline. That's a bonus question for you. I want to go Scott Glenn.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That is a – he's in a lot of movies, but he's also, you know, he's character actor. He's usually not the lead.
Right.
So he's a tricky one.
Plus, a lot of big movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott Glenn's my guy. I'm going to go Scott Glenn.
Huge. All right, so we're going to start with you, Kevin. Kevin,
stop looking him up, Lemmy.
Don't look him up.
Don't look him up.
I'm not looking him up.
I'm going to go with the Kevin Kline crossover movie first.
Mm-hmm.
Silverado.
Oh, yeah. A great movie.
A great movie.
That movie is so fun. I'm going to watch it right now. See you guys. all right, Steve, you're up.
Okay, well, I am going to go with the movie Backdraft, since I'm a firefighter, and it's a firefighter movie.
Oh, yeah. Backdraft FD. all right, so that's my turn, and I'll never forget Scott Glenn because of that moment where he's exiting the party up a staircase while Clarice Starling is taking a phone call with Dr. Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. But the part I really won't ever forget is after Dr. Lecter hangs up, she just keeps saying into the phone, Dr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter? Like, she doesn't know how phones work.
Sure. Now, also
perfect movie, book, except for that.
In the book, they had a relationship, right? Didn't that character and Clarice, didn't they get it on together?
I think maybe.
We read that book.
Yeah. I guess they didn't want Scott Glenn to get it on with Jodie Foster.
I guess not.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. I bet you they just didn't want, they wanted her to just be a strong woman and not have, like, you know, that, him holding that over her.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he's her boss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. Good for Jonathan Demme cleaning up that piece of business.
Good for him.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he does have a little bit of a trans issue with that movie, doesn't he?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah.
probably. No, that's the bigger issue for him there.
No, you're right. No, that is a huge, the trans thing in that is huge. It is a extra uncomfortable now and inappropriate.
He almost redeems himself by having Jodie Foster not date Scott Glenn, but not quite. Not quite.
No, you really poked a big old hole in my my theory there.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it my turn yet?
Yep.
Okay. I don't mean to take over as host for you, Doug, but it felt like you just drifted away.
I'm just really reassessing my love of Silence of the Lambs.
I love that movie. Don't reassess. It's a great movie. You know what? I'll say this. Trans people can also be serial killers. Let's, you know, they can do anything. So one of the things they can also do is be serial killers. So make peace with it that way.
Okay.
They're not all serial killers, but, you know, that one was.
You're saying it's inclusive.
Yeah, it's an inclusive film. It's an inclusive film, you know? Okay, so I'm going to go with...
They could have made that character anything, but they gave an opportunity. Oh, but actually it's just some white dude playing the part.
Okay, we're back to that. Okay.
just a straight guy. That's that actor's very nice man.
Ted Levine.
Yeah, and he also is in Wild Wild West.
Jay won't cast him in it. Jay's afraid of him. He won't cast him in it.
I found his performance so chilling in Silence of the Lambs that every time I cast a movie, the casting director is like, hey, do you want to be Ted Levine? And I'm like, nope. I'm afraid. I don't want to ever meet Ted Levine. I'm afraid.
Well, what about now? Because on a safe set, there'll be 6 feet between you at all times.
Right, but don't those serial killers have the ability to manipulate your mind and get you to like, you know, Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. It's true. You can still hear them from under the mask. They could still manipulate you with their words.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
He only likes fat people, Jay. So I'd be in trouble. You wouldn't be in trouble.
Right. He does. Cause your skin, he's able to like, open it up and use you as a skin suit.
Uh-oh, there's another problem with the movie, anti-fat people.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Tough to meet your heroes, guys. Yeah. Tough to meet your heroes.
Tough to meet your heroes.
Yeah, they really bring down bug collectors in that movie. It's just a lot of bad stereotypes in there. Jay, what do you think for Scott Glenn?
The right stuff.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
That's real nice. Good. I picture him in every movie that has astronauts.
Yeah.
I also read that book. It's quite a good book. Quite
Tom
interesting.
Wolf?
I believe so. Did he write that? Yeah, Tom Wolf. That's right. Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's and I like the movie too. I saw it late. Like I saw it like years after everybody else did.
Oh, really? It's a great movie.
It's very long.
Very long. Big cast. Big fan of cast.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum throws up, I think.
Yeah. He's with Harry Shearer, right? He and Harry Shearer.
I think Jeff Goldblum is the best actor of all time.
Boom. Boom. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Everything he says in every movie, I love. I just love him.
He is very engaging, no matter what kind of, like, because he's in all genres. Speaking of, like, Silverado, he shows up in a cowboy outfit there. And he also shows up as a cowboy in Buckaroo Banzai for no reason. Yeah, he's a delight. He's really fun to go back and watch old stuff that he was in. And then now these crazy apartments.com commercials. It's just he's an endless fount of entertainment.
Those commercials are incredible.
The one where he's just going beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, boop, boop. And he just keeps doing that for a while. I marvel at it every time. Like, what is even happening? These are some adults got together and said, just say beep, boop, beep, 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 boop.
He goes, I'm going to riff for a little. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
Yeah. Gold. It's all gold. Kevin.
Okay. I'm going to go. The first movie I remember seeing Scott Glennon ever, and he creeped me out in it, was Urban Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Like, he wore one of those little mesh shirts, one of those half mesh shirts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that movie, that's got to be a real rough watch these days.
Oh, sure.
Because even the guy you're rooting for hits the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw
in the movie there, I think. That was like 1980 or something like that. And
yeah.
Like, what is this?
It's brutal. okay, Steve.
Okay. I was going to say Urban Cowboy because he was great in that. I'm going to go with another one of my favorite movies Scott Glenn was in is The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was the command, what would you be, the captain of the American submarine. The
vessel,
right.
Yeah.
And he, no transgenders in that, though.
That was a weird movie where for the first couple minutes there were subtitles and then the camera like zoomed in really tight on someone's face and then zoomed back out and then everyone spoke in
whatever
accent they is their homeland.
They did that. Yeah.
Gene Hackman's just yelling in an American accent. Not Gene Hackman.
They did that in that Viking movie too. What was that Viking movie with Antonio Banderas? They zoomed in on their face, and they're speaking English.
The 13th Warrior? 13th
Warrior.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm thinking of Hunt for Red October was Sean Connery still had his Scottish brogue. Well, being a Russian captain.
Yeah, but Sam Neill was Russian. I would very much like to see Montana. I bet you would, comrade.
I bet you would, comrade.
Yeah, dos be done, ya, good friend.
Gosh, there's so many more Scott Glenns, but I'm having trouble thinking of another one.
No, it's right.
We've really nailed the some big ones, but there's got to be some obvious ones I'm not thinking of.
Yes.
I feel like he should have been in G.I. Jane. But I'm not sure.
I don't know if he is.
Jay, do you have another one?
I think he was in a movie about George Bush where he played Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
Really?
Wasn't there a movie called W?
It was the Oliver Stone movie, right?
Yeah. Isn't that a thing?
Yes.
I saw W.
I feel like Scott Glenn played Rumsfeld, though.
No. I think he's in W. Is there nobody on the staff to check the facts?
Who's checking?
No, it's all, based on all our knowledge at hand, and I think we can all agree that he's not in that movie.
Okay. I mean, I don't agree with that, but...
I have no idea.
So we can't all agree, that's for sure. But
okay, so... Okay, what movie is it?
Oliver Stone's W.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Doug, Jay does raise an important question, which is that if you're playing the game and not looking things up on the internet, isn't there somebody who, isn't that where the game breaks down?
You got a producer.
No, because I truly know, so far nobody said anything where I'm like, is he in that? Until now. And yeah, it's just sort of how I've done the show. now that you mention it, yeah, that would be a good idea to have someone with the answers.
It's amazing that it's taken this long for you to figure that out. I'm fucking done with this show, really, Doug. I'm done with
it. It's key to the game show world, I think, is questions and the answers. we just goof around, and if, usually there's an audience that would be yelling at us, in it, or yes, he is in it.
Something, and we're supposed to take their opinion.
It's kind of a consensus thing happens, you know.
Okay. Like a mob rule.
But I'll take your W. Who played the lead in that?
Josh Brolin.
Yeah. So in a world where Josh Brolin is W, because, man, in that one, what's the one that Adam McKay did?
Oh, yeah, Vice.
Vice. Fucking Sam Rockwell is just
great.
It's insane how much he looks like W in that.
Yeah. But by the way, Brolin was really good too.
No, he was.
Well, Brolin is a great actor. So is Sam Rockwell, but Brolin as well. He's almost Jeff Goldblum good.
Well, that, you know, his scene where he keeps talking about Moto Panakeku in the restaurant in Inherent Vice, it just gets better every time I see it because he's just so committed and it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Josh Brolin was almost in the Dukes of Hazzard. I talked to him on the phone for about 45 minutes from my trailer down in Louisiana, trying to convince him to be in the Dukes of Hazzard. And he's like, I just don't know if Josh Brolin should be in the Dukes of Hazzard. And I was like, I get it. It's going to be cool though. He goes, I have no doubt about it, but I'm not going to do it. So that happened.
Which role, Daisy Duke?
He was going to play the role of I don't remember the character's name. What's the character Rodé played? Not Dill Trickle.
The race
car driver, Billy Prickett.
Billy Prickett.
The other guy I talked to was McConaughey, who also I talked to for a while. He goes, I don't know. I don't know if Matthew McConaughey should be in the Dukes of Hazzard. Everybody said that to me.
They all have the same accent.
I got Steve Lemmy to do it, though.
Hell yeah, baby. Two times. That's two roles. Nice.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Scott Glenn.
Well, we're missing a whole franchise here, so I'm going to do a Brian Cox crossover now because he was in the Bourne movies, Scott.
Oh.
But he wasn't in the first one because it was Chris Cooper, right? The first one, right? So
I just watched the first two Bourne movies.
Bourne Ultimatum, he was in.
That's where you're going with, Kevin. The Ultimatum.
I'm going to go Bourne Ultimatum.
Okay, Steve.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'm going to go with a deep cut with early Scott Glenn in a small role. I'm going Apocalypse Now.
Good.
Whoa.
That's a good one.
That's he's in the scene, and I think Harrison Ford is in the same scene with him when they're briefing what's that? Yeah, when they're briefing Martin Sheen on his mission.
Yeah.
That's young Scott Glenn, young Harrison Ford.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some good ones in that Apocalypse Now. Jay?
Well, I just saw him in this movie because I just watched The Player.
Ooh.
Okay.
As himself.
There's a lot of as themselves.
As himself.
Yeah. So I'm buying it.
Yeah. Yeah. John Cusack's in that movie.
Sure.
As himself. And
a lot of people.
Studio executive is like, Johnny, you going to be up in Telluride? And Cusack's like, yeah, maybe, because he has no idea who the executive is, who Tim Robbins is. And he goes, yeah, me and Johnny, we're going to Telluride. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I like that movie.
It's back to you, Kevin.
Jay, do you think if they redid the play, that they'd have you play yourself in it?
Man, what an honor. Is that an offer, or are you just saying?
Yeah, I'm remaking the player. Would you want to be in it as yourself?
I'd like to play the Scott Glenn part, if that's possible.
So, I'm Scott Glenn? Hey, there's Scott Glenn. No, it's not. That's Jay Sanders Sekar.
Yeah. Somebody
you got it.
Recognize
you got
me.
It, boss.
You guys worked it out already? It's great.
The deal's done.
Yeah. How we get movies made. That's how we get movies made.
Is it a pay or player deal?
It better be.
That's a handshake. It's a handshake deal.
Oh, okay. Okay,
he'll,
I'm in there.
He'll sue me later. He'll sue me later when I give the part to somebody else. I'll give the part to Scott Glenn and Chandra Sekar.
That would be better.
I have at least one more Scott Glenn.
Perfect.
Because our friend Bill Paxton, who told us this was his second, this movie was his second biggest payday, and he did this movie that Scott Glenn's in. It's called Vertical Limit.
Oh, that's great.
Right? The mountain climbing movie.
Yeah.
Can you guys name Bill Paxton?
Doug.
Bill Paxton said his highest payday movie was?
Oh.
Twister?
Twister.
Titanic?
Twister is correct.
Twister.
Yeah, Twister.
He was the lead in that. Titanic, he took a two-hour break in the middle of that movie.
True.
Yeah. I used to tell Paxton, and I meant it, that I loved the movie Twister. And he used to get pissed off at me in earnest every time I mentioned it to him because he thought I was making fun of him, even though I was never making fun of him. I'd say, I love that movie.
Oh, man,
fuck you, Lemmy.
Come on.
And I'd be like, no, I'm serious. I love it. Give it a rest, Lemmy. Fuck you. I'm serious. I love that movie.
Give
See,
it
now
a
you
rest.
Know how I, you know how I feel about today. I wasn't messing with you. I was being sincere.
Oh, fuck off, Doug.
Give it a rest, Doug.
Do you have another Scott Glenn, Steve?
I have one more Scott Glenn, and then I really, and then I don't have any more. Training Day.
Ooh.
Okay, what, he
playing
was like,
Training
was
Day.
Boss? Was he the boss or something? The boss cop?
He's the boss cop in Training Day.
That's see, now a great guy. Movie. That's yeah, a great see, movie.
Now you're glad there isn't somebody to fact check.
I didn't sound confident in that one.
Do you have another one, Jay?
I'm out. I don't have another one.
Kevin?
I guess if he's in another Bourne movie, I can throw that.
I don't know sure, which ones he's in.
I don't know which one, like Bourne Legacy or something like that. He's probably in.
Hey, this is kind of fun. Let's say that Jay and I lost and that the winners are Kevin and Steve, the stars of Tacoma FD. Second half of season 2 premieres this Thursday on True TV.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
Yes.
Love it.
That's what you win is a decent plug.
Shout out.
I didn't screw it up.
Plug.
Is a plug.
Yeah.
Is a,
we'll take it.
What do you got going on? Anything you want to promote?
Me? No. I'm going to get out of this car and I'm going to hop in the ocean. Oh, you know what? You can get me on Cameo. Get me on Cameo. You and I are both on Cameo, Doug.
Yes.
Come on to Cameo. Tell me what to say. I'll say practically anything.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird the things people get you to say, but I enjoy it. I've been having a good time on there.
I do too.
I don't really have anything I want to promote, but what I've been doing at the end of the shows lately is saying a last line from a movie. Like sometimes they're obscure, sometimes they're memorable ones. But do you guys know what the last line is at the end of Super Troopers? Is there an official last line?
Let's see. We did that reshoot.
Well, it goes into that kid getting thrown. We throw stuff at him, right? Oh, yeah. So are you talking about the credits? That's a credits thing, but it's still dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, Lemmy's line is, "I didn't see that coming." Lemmy says, "I didn't see that coming," and that's kind of
right.
Right.
But I think Jeff Aaron says, "Oh no!" And
right, because Farber throws the fire extinguisher at him.
Yeah. It might be "Oh no."
Then, okay.
What about?
I like it.
But then after that, don't we show the school bus incident after that?
But it's a non-audio. There's
okay.
No audio.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
I didn't mean tough question at you.
I know what it is. It's the, he says, "Please no," right? Doesn't he? Isn't it?
Please no?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm going to go with.
Isn't that the last line of the opening scene when he's eating the more drugs?
You might be right. You might be right. You're right. I think he does it the last line of the movie, though.
It's when I throw the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, somebody yells, "Farber!"
Right.
That's the last line of the movie.
Okay, Farber, I love it. All right. Thank you.
I think it might be Lemmy. I think Lemmy does.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet.
Thanks, guys, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. That was fun.
And, I hope to see, at least two of you again sometime.
That was all right. I didn't really have a good time.
As always, Farva!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.